and songwriter and actor, Neo. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
I'm good, brother. How you?
I'm doing real good. This is a party with a purpose, and congratulations. Neo is being honored by the National Boys and Girls Club of America.
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
What's your history? What's your history with the Boys and Girls Club, Neo?
Well, I grew up in Vegas. You know, as many people know, Henderson, Nevada was the Boys and Girls Club that me and my sister attended. While my mom went to work. You know, my mom, picture of the blue collar mom. You know, she worked 2, 3, 4 jobs just to make sure me and my sister never needed for anything. So the Boys and Girls Club was kind of a safe haven for us. You know, we didn't always stay in the best neighborhood. So yeah, the Boys and Girls Club was where we went to pass the time until she got home.
And here we are coming up on the summer vacation, and summer programs at the Boys and Girls Club are popping, huh?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, they got a lot of great stuff going on. And you know, we did the ceremony. They inducted me into the Hall of Fame. You know, alumni include Usher, Ashanti, Michael Jordan, the Boys and Girls Club alumni. You know, just to name a few. We had a couple other honorees. From all different kinds of walks of life. I mean, entertainment, from TV and film to music with myself. A prima ballerina, a major general in the Air Force, an Olympic swimmer. You know what I mean? It just goes to show the kind of stuff that the Boys and Girls Club, the kind of dreams that the Boys and Girls Club have a hand in making come true.
And an award-winning singer and songwriter.
Well, something like that. Yeah, that guy.
And they have the National Conference in San Diego this weekend, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It starts now. It's going on now. And Neo, congratulations. You have so many things to congratulate you with. Red Tails.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Your character was so delightful and just so fun and so not Neo-like. You really took on a whole nother dimension with that. How did you work on and come up with that character?
Well, me and the director Anthony Hemingway worked real close on putting together that character. You know, he told me that he wanted the guy to be extremely, extremely Alabama. He told me that, you know, the whole tobacco thing, that was his idea.
Uh-huh.
You know, so
we don't all talk like that from Alabama.
Well, I'm just hey, if you have a stereotype issue, talk to Anthony Hemingway. That was
you just follow the director's directions.
There you go. That's what a good actor does. There you go.
And it's coming out on DVD soon.
Yeah, it'll be out on DVD soon. It's on Netflix and all that right now, I believe. And yeah, man, it was a great experience. Great experience. We laughed in the face of Hollywood because they told us we weren't gonna make no money, and we wound up debuting at number 2 that weekend. So, you know, and staying on the top, the realm of the top spots for quite a long time. So yeah,
how's the family, Neo?
Family is great. My daughter, Madeline, she is 1 year old, and my son Mason is 6 months old, and they are the light of my life.
And your mom, how's she doing?
My mom is doing absolutely great. She is the happiest grandmother to ever be a grandmother. You know, plus we just closed on a house for her in Atlanta, so she's extremely happy.
Oh, bless your heart.
Things are good, man. Things are good. I'm absolutely I'm blessed and highly favored, and I'm aware of it.
New music, Neo?
New music, new album, the Red Album. R.E.D. standing for Realizing Every Dream, because from age 9 to now, I've realized just about every dream I've ever had. You know, again, blessed and highly favored. And the album will be out around September 18th, I believe, is the release date we're shooting for.
My man, Neo. All right, man. Congratulations once again on all your achievements, especially what you're doing with the Boys and Girls Club.
Absolutely. Appreciate y'all.
And your charity work.
Leaving a party with a purpose.